We were just talking about that track before we came in, Precious Lights. That's from 2016 for you guys?
What? Well, there's a little bit of a story behind it for Liam, I think.
Yeah, it was 2016 that it finally got released, but it was written like at least 4 years before that. So, yeah, it was a bit of a trip down memory lane listening to that. I don't think we'd listened to that song in quite a while, actually.
Yeah, no, it's been about a year now that we've been working on so much new stuff that that's sort of been put to bed a little bit. But, yeah, it's very nostalgic to hear it.
Mm.
Now, you just, as I mentioned before, you were playing at the Adelaide 500 just a couple of weekends ago. Have you played for an audience that big before?
Definitely not.
Definitely.
No way. Close to that kind of scale. That, yeah, it was equal parts terrifying and very exciting.
But I'm sure you got a couple of new fans out of it.
Yeah, I think two was the final count. We got two new fans out of it. No, it was pretty weird, actually, because it was such a rush and the adrenaline was so insane because, you know, we definitely hadn't played anything of that scale before. And I think as a band, we all went into like a collective depression for about 40 minutes after getting off stage because the adrenaline dump was so surreal. Yeah. Yeah, so we just kind of like sat around quietly for a bit, all split off. Oscar went to the pub.
Down the Havi.
Yeah.
Just a bit of a debrief, I think, was good after that. And then we all came back in for the big man set.
Yeah, so for Robbie.
Very, did you get to, very entertaining.
Did you sort of hang out with him or was it all just sort
definitely
of...
Definitely not. He was...
120 person entourage moved into the backstage area after Shepherd finished. And we kind of got the feeling that we were needing to go to the front of stage.
Get out of there.
Get out. It's going to get a bit pretty hectic.
Yeah, he was in like this compound where they had his dressing room and then another dressing room around it with two layers of security. And we had our friend Ben Galotta there to run like guitar tech and I guess like photography team. And he rocked up a little bit late and didn't know where we were. So he just went to walk in seeing the dressing room. And he's just striding in and the security guard's like, "Oi, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm here for Neon Tetra. Like, this is Robbie Williams' dressing room. You're not getting in here." He's like, "Oh, all right, Robbie Williams, big deal." But yeah, it was reasonably funny. So he got close, is kind of where I'm getting with this.
Yeah, our guitar tech and friend got the closest.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the upcoming EP, Pollen. So you reckon, Vink will have a new album of the week going up at Radio Adelaide, a feature album. When are you guys actually releasing the full album?
July?
July. And then we've got a tour pretty much locked in now for August. So
yeah,
so that one's going to be a big one. We're going all the way to Queensland this time.
Yep.
Down to see some mates in Sydney and Melbourne and two bookend shows in Adelaide.
Yeah, maybe do a little bit of regional action somewhere in between. We can make it work.
When you guys release these new singles and albums, what sort of platforms do you like to get them out on? Do you like to get them just mainly online or do you also like to do the physical release and sort of tour and get them out there?
Well, digital's been really good for us at the moment starting out because the capital you need to release physicals is quite large, especially if you want to go vinyl and things. But for this EP, we're probably going to do our first proper physicals in a cassette, I think was the general consensus. Very affordable, actually, for the time being anyway. There's a few publishing houses in like the UK and things, and our mates Joint Ventures do a lot of releases on cassette, and they look very, very crisp.
Yeah.
And sound crisp, too.
Yeah, and it's that niche between a CD and vinyl.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a bit novel as well. Like, nobody gets very excited about buying a CD at a gig. If anything, it's like a hindrance to the rest of your night. So
yeah, it's at least it's a square box you've got to plug around. Doesn't fit in your pocket, and
that's it. Cassette straight in the top pocket.
Nice, very nice. So you guys want to get out on the road again?
Yeah,
definitely. We're going out on the road again in May, and then
for this single,
for this one, and then we've locked in a tour in August as well. So we're pretty busy. We just want to get out and play as many shows as we can around the country and get our music to new audiences, I guess.
Mm.
Are there places you want to go or places you want to avoid from previous shows?
I want to go back to Mildura really badly.
Yeah, Mildura was a fun one.
We had a really fun time there.
But I don't think we've been to enough places to make that call yet.
No,
Everyone's been very, very welcoming of our music and us. So we're just like looking forward to rekindling like friendships with the bands that we played with last year, And there's some really good acts coming out of those cities at the moment, and we get very excited to go see them.
Now, I'm sure you got some shows coming up in Adelaide as well, like you're at the Jive on April 7. Are those sort of like, do you have favourite venues that sort of, they really play well with the new wave genre?
Well, I am in love with Chateau Apollo now, because we just did our single launch there on Friday night, and yeah, that space is awesome. Jordan Jevons, who runs the place, really looked after us. That it's like a bit of a blank canvas, and so you can go in and just do whatever you want. They've got the production and the bar set up, and kind of like just whatever you want to do with the space, we can accommodate you. And yeah, we just had the best time.
We've already locked in another show there for the start of this next tour.
I brought some family along, and they felt really comfy, which is always good, because I think I dragged them along to an Ancient World gig once, and my parents were not feeling super comfortable with the Ancient World vibe. I love Ancient World, don't get me wrong, but yeah, it's not family friendly.
My parents were there that night as well, and the contrast to seeing my dad leave in an Uber without being able to really put two words together on last Friday night was quite reassuring that he'd had a good time.
I'm speaking with Liam and Oscar from new wave band Neon Tetra, local boys, and like the Chateau Apollo, you just mentioned that's on Frome Street. That's got to be nearby.
Yeah, it's on the corner of Frome and Grenfell. So it's kind of part of the, I guess they're doing like the Crown and Anchor complex thing now with Roxy's and Midnight Spaghetti and whatever. And so it's all part of the same thing. I know the ins and outs, but no, it's great. Yeah, the best time.
And a good friend of ours, Jack Fenby's just taken over the photography and marketing there for the social media. So he's been doing a lot of work getting the profile up, and he's included us in that from last Friday night as well. And his photography is really very special.
Yeah, we love Jack.
We've got the new single, The End Begins Again, which you launched at Chateau Apollo. And do you have a bit of a story behind how it came together?
The real genesis story is that Dan accidentally wrote sax parts for our release Reflections last year, and then ever since that happened, we've become obsessed with horn sections and getting groovy. So this is kind of the culmination of that initial idea and inspiration, I think.
Mm. And we're listening to a lot of soul and funk, Motown-inspired stuff last year. And leading into summer, I think that was, Dan was sort of experiencing new romance in his life and things, and we were all sort of feeling the same energy. And going to summer, that seemed to be the perfect set list to be writing. It's lots of horns, lots of colour, and just excitement.
Lots of groove.
I reckon we'll close with that. But before we go, do you want to sort of, because we know you're going to be at the Jive on April 7, is that the next gig? Where else can we look for you in the near future?
We're doing Jive April 7. We're actually doing a Monday night residency at the Exeter during April, and we're going to be playing with Joint Ventures, Little Elizabeth from Melbourne, who are awesome and really groovy psych stuff like us. We've got Apollo Suns coming back. They haven't played gig in ages. We've got Sleepy Lizard playing with us. Ricky Orbeck's playing, and our mates from Pods as well. And we're supporting heaps good friends on the 21st of April at Rocket for their EP launch.
Is there anywhere else we can go online to check out more of your work?
All the streaming sites have got the new track now, and just like, I guess, type it in and you'll find it.